Hi, this is Pete Allen in Westminster with Five Live Drive's story of the day. For the first time in 36 years, a general election has produced a hung parliament. Tonight, discussions are taking place between the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats over forming an alliance. Gordon Brown waits in the wings to talk to Nick Clegg if those negotiations fail. Here's how an extraordinary day unfolded.
It seems this morning that it's the Conservative Party that has more votes and more seats, though not an absolute majority. And that is why I think it is now for the Conservative Party to prove that it is capable of seeking to govern in the national interest.
It's like one of those scenes in a spaghetti western, you know, when you see sort of eyes darting all over the place and you wait to see for someone to go for their gun. And no one's actually drawn yet.
Fraser Nelson, editor of The Spectator.
I've spent the morning talking to senior people around Cameron. They're all stunned.
Alex Salmond, there's no possibility of you doing a deal with the Conservatives.
Yeah, well, if you want a straight answer to the question, I think you're absolutely right.
There are rooms that have been set aside in the House of Commons for quiet discussions to take place.
It's just getting an interesting line, Robin, that Brown understands the Lib Dems may want someone else to lead a government.
Yeah, that is interesting. Nick Clegg was saying during the campaign that Gordon Brown's head might be the price.
Mr Cameron and Mr Clegg should clearly be entitled to take as much time as they feel necessary. For my part, I should make clear that I would be willing to see any of the party leaders. Clearly, should the discussions between Mr Cameron and Mr Clegg come to nothing, then I would, of course, be prepared to discuss with Mr Clegg.
So here we are, live in Chester University. We are likely to get an alliance between a party which is to the left of the Labour Party with a right-wing Conservative government on some grounds of moral propriety in relation to our electoral system. It's rubbish.
I want to make a big, open and comprehensive offer to the Liberal Democrats. I want us to work together in tackling our country's big and urgent problems, the debt crisis, our deep social problems, and our broken political system.
We are available to start substantive negotiations as soon as this telephone call has taken place between David Cameron and Nick Clegg. We think this is an absolutely urgent situation for the country. We are at the disposal of the country and we'll try to take this forward as fast as possible.
That's William Hague, 5:09. A helicopter just soaring across the skies above us at Westminster as I get news from our political staff that Cameron and Clegg have had their first conversation and another will follow in due course. They did promise that this would all happen fairly quickly, and obviously Five Live will attempt to keep you up to date. It may indeed develop over the weekend. So who else do we turn to now? We're bothered, we're bemused, we're completely bewildered by what's happened for the last day. We need the three wise men. Thank goodness they're here. Mingus Campbell has actually been good enough to join me here in the tent. Are you all right over there, Mingus?
Yeah, pretty chilly.
Yeah. David Blunkett, where are you at the moment?
Well, I'm just about to burst into song in Sheffield about bothered and bemused. I think least I can do is give you a song.
That would be nice. David Davis, well, how's your day been, my friend? Where are you?
Well, I'm in Hull, but if you
Hell.
Hear snoring, it means I've nodded off.
Hull.
Hull. There is a difference. Nor Halifax. Blunkett.
But thank you very much. We did hold on to our sleep, like most of us, I guess.
Yeah,
but we did hold on to Halifax. I'm not sure who held hell.
Yeah, we've got to be a little bit serious today, gentlemen, because although, as ever, I'd expect you to be a bane and a bit witty from time to time, we've got some serious things we need to talk about. David Blunkett, you were the first senior Labour figure, I think, to call it as you saw it last night. You said it's all over for us, and, you know, you got it right, really, didn't you?
Well, Michael Duggar's just said, who's a very close friend of Gordon's, elected in Barnsley, that we didn't win and they didn't win. Actually, we lost and they didn't win. And that's a very different situation. And a very serious note, I think there's been too much from the Professor Peter Hennessy's of this world about our constitution and not another understanding about what people say to you. If you don't hear what people are saying to you, if you don't feel what they're saying in terms of what they want, then they'll resent it for a very long time. And all I was saying was, we've lost. I've no objection to Gordon acting in the dignified way he's doing at the moment in terms of the constitutional position and waiting to see whether the Lib Dems and the Tories can cobble something together. But I don't want Gordon to go out without dignity, and I don't want him to be in a position where he's seen to be pushed out.
Yeah, much better if there might be somebody tapping him on the shoulder right now. David Davis, a sober beginning from David Blunkett, but a very reasonable one. And so you issue an invitation to Nick Clegg, come and deal. Is your heart in this?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, the I guess the opening invitation was from Nick Clegg himself. He recognised that, although, you know, you might not describe it as an outright win, there's no doubt about who came in first in this, with 37% of the vote and 306 seats. So he recognised that, and I think David Cameron quite rightly took him at his word, took him up on it, because everybody recognises Gordon, Nick and David all recognise that the country's got real problems, you know, financial crisis, deficit, Afghan war, social problems, political crises, and it needs some decisive government. And so it's incumbent on all of them actually to get a decision and get it pretty quickly.
Mm. Angus Campbell, now comes the devil, which is in the detail. What do you think? What's going to emerge, your best bet? I know you're not on the inside track here, but you know the Liberal Democrat Party pretty well. What will they wear?
Well, the first observation, we're all minorities now, which is
are we protected?
which should make us anxious to protect the interests of each other. I mean, Nick Clegg has made it perfectly clear that the national interest is what counts, not the particular interest of any individual. Or this is not about personalities or positions, but about policies. And I think the country, having delivered the verdict it did, it would expect the political parties at least to be talking to each other as to whether there was any basis for a common approach. That's as far as I think it goes at the moment, because, as you rightly said, a lot of devil in the detail, and a number of things that Mr. Cameron referred to, will obviously be controversial, not just outside his own party, but inside his own party as well.
Mm. But Peter, could I ask Ming a question? You see, in all seriousness, Nick Clegg has wiped out the Conservatives in Sheffield. There's not a single city councillor on Sheffield City Council for the Conservatives. I think he could probably do a deal with the Tories, but are you seriously suggesting that people like Vince Cable, that many parts of your party who are going to meet tomorrow in Westminster to discuss this, they're going to go along with actually going into a formal partnership with the Conservative government?
No, I'm not, and that's why I responded so quickly when Peter said I wasn't on the inside track. I'm not on the inside track. But I do think the mood out there, and I think you referred to that a moment or two ago, David, about what people say. There is definitely a mood out there among the public, recognising as they do the terrible economic position and the painful decisions to be taken, that at the very least they want the politicians to try and bring together something in the national interest. That's as far as I'm willing to take it.
I'm just going to interrupt for a brief moment. The Conservatives have picked up the final seat that will be declared today. Devon West and Torridge, that gives them 306 seats, 20 short of an overall majority, so it's them 306. Labour 258, Liberal Democrats 57, others 28. Then we've got Thurscombe Morton, which won't be declared today due to the death of the UKIP candidate John Birx during the campaign. No election there until the 27th of May. David Davis, I don't know. I just wonder whether, rather than all these complications, it would have been a damn sight easier if we just got an overall majority. You went off, you did your stuff, and then we passed verdict upon you. This is all very complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I would have preferred that too.
Would like that.
Well, and then we can all say, you know, because what's going to happen is you're all going to blame each other. In fact, I'll just be an outsider for a moment, David Davis. What's going to happen is that the Tories and Liberal Democrats will stitch together a pretty uneasy deal. They'll both be waiting for a moment when they can pull out from the deal and blame the other one for leaving the country in the lurch. The Labour Party, in the meantime, will be sitting there waiting to foment trouble. You know, when this is not actually Mingus is going to disagree. It's not actually a good result for the country, this, is it?
Well, but it reflects the mood of the country, and that's very important. And part of our responsibility as politicians of all parties is to try and bring the country together, and in particular to reconnect the public with politics. And if they think that we simply conduct all these affairs in the way you describe, out of party interest, then we won't achieve that. And the response and the reputation and the ability to influence events of politicians will be further diminished.
David Davis, I interrupted you.
But there is a real point of wisdom in what you said. The simple truth is that we need decisive government. We also need stable government. We can't have a government which is always looking over its shoulder with every single unpopular move
in the fear that suddenly it'd be brought down by the coalition of the other parties. And so I think that's why David Cameron laid out two sets of things today in his speech. He laid out the areas where we have potential agreement with the Lib Dems, or existing agreement with the Lib Dems, and where we can maybe extend it with some compromise. But he also laid out those areas where we have explicit disagreement, some aspects of defence, some aspects of Europe, and so on, so that we know what the terms are, as it were, going in. And I think that's a very good way to approach this. After all, we object. One of the reasons we object to the PR interests of the Liberal Party is because you end up doing this sort of deal not every 40 years, as it is now, but every 4 years. So we want to make it as explicit, as open, as transparent as possible.
David Burkitt, you fancy another... Sorry, go on.
I was only going to say that I thought David Cameron's speech in his own terms this afternoon was probably the best he's ever made. And it was very clever. But it didn't deal with the issue of what the Liberal Democrats would want him to drop. It dealt with what they could agree on in terms of their two manifestos, and that's the easy bit. He did say about Europe and, you know, and immigration, and we want to be tough. What he didn't say was, and we're prepared to drop the hike on helping people with inheritance tax and all the rest of it. So you can't have a partnership or a coalition unless people drop something as well as agree something.
Well, that's what they're talking about now, gentlemen. I've only got one last question for you. Would you fancy doing it all again in 6 months' time, David Blunkett?
What, coming on the
programme?
You
mean Radio 5?
in order to talk about the election I'm talking about. We're going to have another one this year, aren't we?
I think next time David and Ming and I would have to agree a new contract with you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
We've
got a contract. We turn up, you interview us, and we go away again.
I'll let you have my agent's number right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Yeah. My agent will be contacting the Director General in the morning.
Okay. Well,
and of course, we'd register it.
Yeah. Thank the Lord for that.
Thanks for downloading from the BBC. To find other downloads or more information, go online.
bbc.co.uk/5live.